Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 2 hours from the start of NBA free agency, and the news cycle is absolutely on fire right now. The latest on Kevin Durant, he's requested a trade. That story's about 90 minutes old, but the update, he would prefer to go to the Suns or the Heat. We really don't want to see him with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. That's a fact. That would pretty much shut down the West, I believe. So we're hoping for Miami, but who knows? Maybe those destinations won't work out. He wants good weather and well-run teams, well-coached teams, and a chance to win a championship without it looking like he's piggybacked something. And the Suns of the Heat are a couple of good choices there for KD. We have audio coming up. Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, sign-and-trade type of options. Tim McMahon discussed that this morning with Sean and RJ's show. It was really Wolchuk, Chiafalo, plus the Chopster this morning. They were getting it done. So we have audio on that here coming up in just a moment. There is another report out there, and it's difficult to tell how much credibility that we should give it, but it's a verified NBA reporter. Evan Massey has the blue check mark. But it's pretty much a blogger. It's what you're looking at, who has done work or has been published in major publications like, ESPN, Yahoo, SI, stuff like that. But his name's Evan Massey. You might have seen him if you've been following the NBA for years. He reports the Mavs are expected to heavily pursue a trade for Kyrie Irving, assuming they lose Jalen Brunson. And we just wanted to let you know we are aware of that story, and if true, it would obviously be a massive storyline, one of the biggest of the decade in DFW sports. But we just still cannot get any second outlet to corroborate this, can we, Brian?
No, I've been searching around during the breaks and stuff like that. So, and again, reaching out to folks over at the Mavs, and just, you know, they were trying to kind of walk me through if something like that were to happen, but you know, I couldn't get them to say. You know, I asked it more of as a speculation question, and and so, you know, there. But you know, the reply I got was interesting. It is about Dinwiddie. It's about getting, you know, that's, you know, you're basically looking at $36 million that you got to kind of find a way to.
Yeah, if you wanted to do that.
If you wanted to do it.
I mean, Dinwiddie and Tim Hardaway Jr., exactly. That would hurt to lose those two, but yeah. Kyrie does what they do and more.
Right. And so that's where you have to look right now. And you know, if in fact that Kyrie only wants to go to Dallas, if Dallas is his destination, and you know, not that Brooklyn owes him anything, but maybe that's the one place that no matter what the deal is, he'll say yes to.
Well, we did have the report like 4 or 5 days ago that the Mavs were out on it. You know, so yeah. I don't know if that report was rock solid,
yeah.
Or, you know, things have changed. Maybe you realize we're losing Jalen Brunson.
Right.
Our only way to go for it is with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Maybe you're thinking, hey, we have an opportunity to deal some bad contracts. We'll get Kyrie Irving back, and if it works out, we're great. But if it doesn't, then he's done. We just buy him out or let the contract go.
This is where now that Mark Cuban and Nico have to trust Jason Kidd. This is where this comes down to. If you were to go out and get Kyrie, it's going to be about your head coach says, I can get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I can work with this guy. I can make this happen. We're not going to have a problem.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be Jason Kidd's blessing, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I mean, Kyrie, if he wants to come to Dallas because to play with Kidd, he's going to have to be a good citizen. He's going to have to, you know, but it's going to be Kidd, the one that makes, that's going to facilitate this deal, because some, you know, and I think that's where, again, if somehow, some way this does happen.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kidd's the one that pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I think Jason Kidd, you know, you got to have his blessing. Sometimes coaches will tell you anything you need to hear to get talent.
Yeah.
You know, and they figure, well, if it, they always believe it's going to work out, and if it doesn't, then it'll be somebody else's problem. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's worth the risk, because now Kyrie isn't saying trade me somewhere and give me a maximum extension.
Right.
You know, it would be, I'm willing to go wherever I could go, prove my worth back to the NBA, and maybe you're in the perfect position to get him for not much and have basically a 1 year trial on it.
What was the deal that he was willing to, the deal he was willing to play for? Now, this is before he opted in, right? I mean, if you trade for him, you're going to have to take that money that he opted in on.
Yeah,
right?
1 year, 36.
But before, if he opted out, we were talking about the Lakers were going to pay some
$6 million.
$6 million.
Yeah, so, he didn't want anything to do with that.
So now you have to figure out a way yourself if you're interested for $36 million. That would put you well over that. Luxury tax thing, I think.
Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. The email is in right here. We have some Tim McMahon cuts. Yeah, this 972 guy on the text, it's just, I can't let it go. He's just, you know, you guys are sitting here and talking about people with sex issues and scandals, but this guy was an accessory to murder. We don't know what his role was.
Yeah.
You know, we know he got in a fight, but we don't know if he was scared. You're assuming a bunch of stuff about how Kelvin Joseph reacted and what he was aware of. You know, sure, if we find out he's a real accessory to murder, if we find out he ordered it or supported it or said, yeah, shoot that guy, we're looking at a different story.
Yeah.
But you can't play out this imaginary movie in your mind and say, this is what happened, I know it. So don't come after us, okay? We're just letting the facts come to light as they might. And at times, this requires patience. And we may never know. So if you're comfortable with things that you don't know and playing out this movie in your head and projecting based on what a guy looks like or what do you think he talks like or his background is and saying, oh, I know exactly what he did, you must be God, okay? So I guess I shouldn't be disagreeing with you, but I don't think you are, bro, okay? I think you're upset. Maybe there's a personal tie-in with this story. I want to be as sensitive as possible, but don't come after me or assume that I believe things because I'm not assuming stuff about Kelvin Joseph's defense. The police looked into it, you know, and I think he served a role.
I think if he was involved, if it was something that they determined that he was involved with, he wouldn't be on this team. He'd be in jail.
Yeah.
That's where I think it's.
Okay, cut four here. Did the Mavericks misjudge the market on Jalen Brunson? Here's Tim McMahon earlier today.
I mean, I think if you look back over the course of the season, there's no question that they misjudged it. I mean, you know, hindsight being 2020. They made a massive mistake not putting that extension on the table before the season started. They could have had him 4 years, $56 million, just like they have Dorian Finney-Smith now, and he would be not just on the Mavericks roster, but one of the most attractive trade chips in the league. And, you know, Rick Brunson, during the series against the Jazz, told me that they went to the Mavericks in January and said, hey, you put it on the table now, we'll sign it. The Mavericks did not put it on the table until after the trade deadline, just like they did with Finney Smith. And it was a calculated risk. The Mavericks thought, hey, just in case a trade for a star comes up, we can't be handcuffed to these guys. You sign them to an extension, you can't trade them again before the deadline. Hmm. They did not want to be handcuffed to them because they knew if a star becomes available, those are the two guys that the conversations would start with. Obviously, a star didn't become available. And the Mavericks at the time, they looked around and said, there's not a lot of cap space in the league. The teams that have cap space are rebuilding. A lot of them have invested in young guards. They didn't think there'd be much for Brunson there. And then honestly, I think they looked at the Knicks and were like, how are they going to create that much cap space? Well, the Knicks found ways, and so here they are. But, yeah, even going in the summer, the Mavericks felt, you know, they felt, quote, more than Fred VanVleet money, so like 5 years, 110 right in there. They felt like that was going to be enough to get it done. He might get that much over 4 years from the Knicks.
Yeah, $22 million is what the Mavs were thinking. The Knicks give away their entire draft. They give away Alec Burks in order to go after Jalen Brunson, and it was a big surprise. But, Yeah, you know, I think, obviously if you go back in time at this point, you'd give Jalen Brunson that deal and you'd be sitting in an incredible spot right now. But wanting to be flexible around the trade deadline, I don't know if I can hold that against the Mavericks too much.
Yeah.
Now, they should have known how good Brunson was before the playoff series. You could see this playing out in games where Luka Doncic was out quite often, and you had a significant sample size by then because Luka had missed so much time there earlier in the season.
Maybe their thoughts never changed on him.
Yeah.
Maybe no matter how well he played in the playoffs and all that, they had a vision for what the player was. And he never, even with the opportunities that he had, you know, they probably think, yeah, he's a good player, but he's a good player at this. You know, we talk about teams that have the ability to evaluate their own players.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is one of those players that they've always felt like this is what he is, you know, and we don't see him being any better than this, you know, and sometimes your mind doesn't change, you know, when you keep like, well, hey, look what he did in the playoffs. Look what he did here. And you're right. There's times during the season you watched him play when Luka wasn't on the court. You were damn glad you had Jalen Brunson playing as well as he did. And it's amazing to me that they, you know, it doesn't appear that it changed. The view on the player doesn't appear to have changed. They were willing to go to a certain point, but they probably went to that certain point because they didn't want to say, okay, just go ahead and walk. You know, just walk. That's the thing about it that bothers me the most is, you know, we'll see. Do they get anything for it? You know, and if they don't get anything for it, then that's a big mistake on Mark and Nico in the front office.
Yeah. Okay. Cut five here. Should we expect the Mavs to do anything big in free agency? More Tim McMahon.
Well, and honestly, that the Brunson thing doesn't change any of that. Like those are, you know, they were having conversations about Feibel before. They had interest in Gary Payton II. Before the problem with Brunson leaving is you don't get, you know, it's not like you get cap space. You're over the cap, you know, so you don't get an opportunity to replace him. The hope as far as that goes is, hey, Spencer Dinwiddie was good last year. He's, you know, further removed from that knee surgery. Hopefully he'll be better. Getting Tim Hardaway Jr. back, hopefully replacing some of the scoring. But, yeah, they need to figure out other ways to upgrade the roster. Gary Payton II is definitely on that list. And I do think he could take some of the minutes that Brunson played, but he's obviously not a creator. You know, he's not a guy who's going to get you, 20-7 if Luka needs to sit out a game or 41-6 or whatever it was in a playoff game. I think Payton could be a great fit. Now there's a lot of interest in Payton, they are definitely looking at, and I think Goran Dragic ends up here. You know, we'll see. He's had a great career. We'll see how much gas he has left in the tank. Maybe he can help you replace a little bit of what Brunson gave you. But they'll, and as far as trades go, I mean, Nico's going to have the phone to his ear. I can guarantee you that. I can't sit here and tell you I think there's something that's going to necessarily materialize.
Okay.
So Kyrie Irving comes along.
Yeah, and unless the Kyrie Irving thing possibly materializes. Yeah. Some texters are saying Mavs need to go after Kevin Durant as they're hearing he's become available. And yeah, I'm sure you call about that. It's just the Mavs don't have the kind of resources. You need a distressed asset to get if you're going to offer Tim Hardaway Jr. and Spencer Dinwiddie as your best resources going out. Kind of like they were able to get Christian Wood. You need a guy who doesn't want to be there and the organization doesn't want him and not many other teams are bidding. And that's just not Kevin Durant right now. It's Kyrie Irving. Okay, another player that is a distressed asset is 32-year-old Kemba Walker. Reports are saying the Pistons are going to buy him out. And the Mavs have had interest over the last couple of years in signing him and then trading for him. Hadn't come together. Do the Mavs have interest now? Here's Tim McMahon.
Yeah, you know, to me, I would be surprised on Kemba, simply because if they're going to do Goran Dragic, and again, I think they are you can connect the dots pretty easily there. The Luka relationship, the Bill Duffy relationship is, you know, and all that. Just to have, like, if you can have Dragic, you can't have Kemba too. Like, those, right. You can only have so many guys who, you know, or that, that veteran backup point guard who doesn't have a lot left in the tank on your roster. Brogdon is very interesting. So Brogdon, when he went to Indiana, you know, his representation really wanted the Mavericks, really wanted the Mavericks to put an offer on the table. They were scared by his medicals. They were scared by, you know, and it's the same reason Brogdon slipped into the second round. He had a very serious foot surgery, and then that's kind of, you know, obviously been something that scared teams throughout his career. But the other thing with Brogdon, I do think you can make an argument that he could be a very good fit on this roster. I think it's difficult, though, to present a, you know, to put together a trade proposal that makes sense for the Pacers. You know, if the Pacers are looking probably for a pick and, you know, to get off the contract, an expiring salary, I just it's hard for me to see a fit there.
All right, great stuff on those players, and that's good to know. But cut number nine right here, how does Tim McMahon expect the Kyrie Irving story to unfold? Here we go.
I see it playing out dramatically. You know, if you're asking me for a prediction, I would say good luck predicting anything with Kyrie Irving. And, you know, I think kind of the general view of Kyrie around the league is a spectacular talent who is absolutely exhausting. You know, it's just like, man, it's always some kind of saga. And it was a really messy exit from Cleveland. It was a bad 2 years and really messy exit from Boston. It's been all kinds of drama for 2 years in Brooklyn. And, you know, I think it's a pretty solid bet that it's going to be a pretty messy exit. The talent, like, you know, it is absolutely breathtaking. But there's a lot of a lot of baggage that comes along with it. You know, he's just not a guy you can rely on.
You know, I think the reason it could make sense for the Mavericks is if you don't have to give up very much to get him.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out this year, he's no longer under contract. So maybe you try to flip him to another team at the deadline, or you buy him out, or his contract just comes off the books. And next year, now you're a big player in free agency if you could get rid of a combination of contracts that are keeping you over the cap pretty good. But yeah, you know, the biggest thing is, could Kyrie and Jason Kidd have some sort of chemistry that would allow him, you know, to play his best basketball that he has since he left Cleveland? Or at his age and getting a read on how his market is, does he feel inspired? Because next year he's not going to get a max deal. At this point, if Kyrie Irving becomes an unrestricted free agent, teams are like, no, not really. You know, and I think this week was a big reality check for him. So I think you'd be getting a motivated Kyrie Irving that would actually show up for work instead of looking for every reason under the sun to not play basketball. We got to run. When we come back, we're talking some Cowboys here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Top 25, under 25. How is this Cowboy not on the list? It's next in the G-Bag Nation. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.